Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
December 5th, 1831. John Quincy Adams takes his seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The son of the second president, John Quincy Adams, embodied the nation's history. With his mother, Abigail, the six-year-old Adams had watched the Battle of Bunker Hill, and in 1781, at the age of 14, he had traveled to Russia as secretary to the diplomat Francis Dana. Elected president in 1825, Adams was defeated for a second presidential term by Andrew Jackson in 1828. Adams told his diary, "The sun of my political life sets in deepest gloom." Yet he could not stay out of the political fray that had been his métier for a lifetime, and John Quincy Adams sought and won election to the House of Representatives from Massachusetts in 1830. Over the next decade and a half, Adams would become a persistent anti-slavery voice in what he called the slave and abolition whirligig. Southerners dismissed him as the madman from Massachusetts. To his admirers, he was old man eloquent. Adams had tried to stay retired. Returning briefly to Massachusetts after the White House, he sought to content himself preparing a biography of his father, writing poetry, translating Cicero, and studying scripture. He usually read the Bible through annually. On hearing that her husband was thinking of returning to Congress and to Washington, Louisa Catherine Adams wrote, "There are some very silly plans going on here, and God only knows in what they will end, but I fear not at all to my taste." She was done with politics. Her husband was decidedly not. The former president declined to take his wife's advice, sought election to the House of Representatives, was elected in 1830, and took his seat on this date in 1831. He would die while in service. In 1848, on the floor of the chamber where young Congressman Abraham Lincoln also sat, the 80-year-old Adams reached to his right and slouched to his left. An observer called out, "Mr. Adams is dying." The former president was carried to the Speaker of the House office. "This is the end of earth," he said as the light faded, "but I am composed." 2 days later, at 7:30 on the evening of Wednesday, February 23, 1848, John Quincy Adams died. Congressman Lincoln was appointed to the committee to superintend the funeral solemnities in the Capitol for the former president. The old man's desk was covered in mourning. At the service on Saturday the 26th, the house chaplain read from the book of Job, "And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as morning." It was, President James K. Polk observed, a splendid pageant. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.